Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk. Those words are the opening of our introit for today, and they're taken from 1 Peter chapter 2. An infant drinks milk and only milk, and wants it again and again and again. And we are instructed to be like infants. Just as an infant longs for milk and is happy to drink just milk for months on end, so too the Christian is to long for and crave the Word of God. The infant doesn't get tired of the milk for all those months. The Christian is not to get tired of or bored with the Word of God. The infant cries out for milk at all hours of night and day. The Christian longs to hear the word of the Lord. The Christian believes the words of Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. And law there is not just God's commands, but his instruction, his truth, his promises of love and mercy in Jesus. So the Christian longs for the word of God and wants it throughout the day and night, just as the infant wants that milk again and again and again, hour after hour. But while an infant outgrows milk and one day does not drink it, the Christian never outgrows the Word of God. We are never done reading and studying and meditating upon the Word of God. There is always more to learn and to discover from God's Word. But it is helpful to consider why this Word is so important to our life, why we should long for it like an infant longs for milk. In our psalm that we read between the Old Testament and Epistle reading, we heard these words: by the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their host. And then later, for he spoke and it came to be, he commanded and it stood firm. We are all here by the word of God. God speaks, and he speaks the world into existence at creation. His word is what made us, what made the world. It is why you are here, why I am here. It is by the word of God. God is the one who spoke it into existence. If God's word is what first gives life, then we continue to need the word of God as well. And it is also the word of God, Scripture says, that by which he sustains creation. So God created by his word, he sustains by his word. His word is essential to our life and to our sustenance. And by his word, our Lord also gives new life, as he gives the forgiveness of sins, which we saw in our gospel reading for today. There Jesus came to the disciples. In the locked room, afraid, he speaks his peace to them, and he breathes on them and says, receive the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins you forgive, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld. Jesus speaks and gives his disciples the authority to forgive sins and to withhold forgiveness. He gives them the authority to say that people are right with God because of the death of Jesus. And by his word, he bestows upon them this authority, and really upon his whole church, the authority to forgive sins. And this is why we have in our liturgy the opening in the confession and absolution, where the pastor stands before you and says, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This is sometimes hard for others to understand. How is it that this person standing up here can say, I forgive you. Well, he is speaking not in his own authority. He is speaking in the authority of Jesus given to the church, given to his disciples here in this room on that Easter evening, where Jesus gives them the authority to forgive sins because of what he has already done to pay for sins on the cross. He has won salvation. He has fully paid for the sins of the entire world, and now he bestows upon his ministers the authority to forgive sins. And so these ministers, called by God through the church, then forgive sins publicly in the name of Jesus. Yes, to the whole church is given the authority to forgive sins as a body, but then particular ministers are called to forgive sins. And it is all by Jesus' word that this happens. Because Jesus says they are to do it, they do it. Because he gives them the authority, they do it. And they do it again, not in their own name, but in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It is by God's name and authority they speak in his name, the name of the triune God, that they forgive sins. And when this word is spoken, the sinner who comes confessing their sins, believing that this forgiveness is not just this man's forgiveness, but God's forgiveness, who believe then the word of God and what Jesus has given by his word, then their sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. You can believe and trust this word of God because Jesus has spoken it. Whatever sins you come burdened with, those sins are forgiven. Whatever sins you think are too great, are too much, have been bothering you for too long, those sins are forgiven. You are clean. You know that you have that peace that Jesus spoke of when he spoke to his disciples and spoke even to Thomas, who was unbelieving. Jesus speaks peace. And by his word, Jesus calls even Thomas to faith, when he tells him to stop disbelieving but believe. And his word is powerful, and it brought even Thomas to faith. His word forgives sins. It calls sinners to faith in his promises. His word gives new life because of his cross. The word of the Lord works. And so we poor sinners come craving this word. Like an infant craves milk, we who are weak with sin, we who are beset with doubts like Thomas, we who have fears, we come begging for our Lord's forgiveness and craving then his word of forgiveness that is spoken here. And is given out not only in this spoken word, but is given out in what is called a visible word sometimes. The visible word of the Lord's Supper, where his word is spoken and we have the body and the blood of Jesus in with and under bread and wine, and we receive the forgiveness of sins. Because there the very body and blood that were shed on the cross for your sins are given out, and you know again that whatever sins you come burdened with, you lay them down here at the foot of his cross and you receive the very body and blood that was shed to pay for those sins. Our Lord says it happens. And just as he spoke and the world came into existence, he speaks and your sins are forgiven. Believe this word. Crave this word. Long for this word, to hear the word in the absolution and to hear this word and to see this visible word. This is his body, this is his blood, given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. Crave this, that you may have this life. The Lord who spoke your body into existence, who spoke the world into existence, gives you life here. He promises it, and he can do it. And so we long for this word. But how do we know that all of these words are true? How do we know that we are to believe them? That what God says is true and we can rest our confidence upon it. Our Lord gave us His Word in the Holy Scriptures, in the Bible. He spoke to His apostles, and He spoke in the past to His prophets. And these prophets and apostles wrote down the Word of God, or wrote through other people the Word of God, as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. And they speak that Word, and we hear it, and we listen to it. And this is why we know, as we look in Scripture, we see what God has given, that He has given us baptism where we have new life, that He has given His ministers what we heard in John chapter 20, His ministers to speak the forgiveness of sins. And we hear also that He has given us the Lord's Supper to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of our sins. We hear all of that and we read all of that, and you can go back to all of that in the Holy Scriptures. There you see God is speaking to you. It is all of it is the Word of God. And we can rest our confidence and assurance that, yes, here indeed God is speaking. And we must not go along with those who would try to take parts of the Word of God and say, well, this is too hard to take. I don't understand this. I don't like this. I don't want this part. Because if you start cutting out certain parts of the Word of God, then where do you stop? If you just want to start cutting out the parts of the Word of God that are inconvenient for our culture at this time, then in some other day and age, people will want to cut out other parts of the Word of God. No, we must believe and confess all of the Scriptures to be the Word of God, and to accept them as they are, as the Word of God. Because herein we know truth. And it is extremely important for us to have this standard of truth. Because we live in an age where there are many people competing to tell us the truth. Many people on the news and in the media telling us what is or what is not. And when we are confused and we do not know where to turn and what is the truth, we turn to our Lord's Word. And in fact, we turn to that all the time. And we check every other teacher, every other authority against the Word of God. We may at some times hear all of these different opinions and want to be like Pontius Pilate, who we heard not long ago on Good Friday say to Jesus, "What is truth?" That is very much the idea of our age, which wants to throw up its hands and say, "There is no truth. What can we believe? Just do whatever feels good, whatever you think is true, whatever is true for you, whatever floats your boat. Different strokes for different folks." No. There is one standard, and that is the Word of God. This is truth. Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the truth, and we find Him speaking to us in His Word, the Bible, because all of it is the Word of God. And this is a comfort and a hope and a help, and we rest on this in the midst of the many different ideas that are thrown at us in this world. We rest our hope on this, and we crave then this pure spiritual milk, that nothing would adulterate it or make it impure, but the pure Word of God, and cling to this above all other things, above all other teachers. We cling to the Word of God, and so I urge you then, as a Christian who has been made new in Christ, who has been given new life, however long you have lived with Christ and heard His Word and received His sacrament, I urge you to crave this pure spiritual milk, to listen to the Word of God, to read it each and every day. Do not go to sleep until you have read the Word of God, because you see, the Word of God is not just for Sunday morning. An infant does not just crave milk on Sunday morning. An infant craves milk all through the week. And we too are to crave our Lord's Word all through the week, to want it and to desire it. Make it your goal to read through the entire Bible in your lifetime as a Christian, to hear all of the Word of God. And yes, there will be parts that are difficult to understand. But as you read more and more of the Word of God, as you go to Bible studies, as you hear preaching, as you hear reflection on the Word of God, our Lord continues to work by the power of His Holy Spirit, and you gain new and deeper understanding into the Word of God by His work. But continue to read it. Our Lord gave all of it for a reason. If it were not necessary, He would not have given it. But He has given all of it to us. And we should desire, as Christians, to read all of it. And to read it again and again, even if we have read through the whole of the Bible. We continue to hear God's Word because it is the truth. To reflect on it. Because here is life. Because here we have Jesus. And that we have to keep in mind. That all of the Scriptures are about Jesus. That they are all pointing us to the One who has died for our sins on the cross and has risen again on the third day to give us life. That all of the Scriptures speak of Him. They all give us His, all point us to Him and to His forgiveness in Jesus. Now may the peace of God, that passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.